MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, July 12, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. Sunny today, temperatures in the 80s, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 8.02 p.m. Flooding across New England has triggered 45 members of the Beverly-based search and rescue team to help evacuate people from flooded homes and vehicles in Vermont. Paul Layton reports in today's Salem News the team deployed earlier this week in response to the record rainfall and flooding. We have added some news reports below in this post showing the flooding and damage in Vermont. In Massachusetts, Governor Mara Healey will visit North Adams and Williamsburg today to survey flood damage. A great white shark was recently spotted off Plum Island. The Newburyport News reports that the Atlantic White Shark Conservatory has confirmed the July 9 sighting. This comes less than a month after a satellite-tagged great white pinged less than a nautical mile off Jeunesse Beach in nearby Rye, New Hampshire. Revere police are looking for multiple individuals who attacked and robbed a gas station attendant Friday night in Revere. Reports indicate that a group of kids arrived on scooters, took money from the store clerk, and others dove for the cash that fell on the floor. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Revere Police Department. LynnTV.org ran a story on the Lynn Police Bike Patrol Unit recently. News director Danielle Vittori interviewed Shira Broden, a social worker with Elliott Community Service, and Lynn Police Officer Tom Morley. Here's a bit of the discussion informing us on how the bike unit is making a positive impact in the community. The entire interview can be viewed on LynnTV.org.
Our unit is, we talk to people all the time, not only when, like, there's a crisis. We're talking to people when they're in good space and just having a regular conversation. So there comes a time when they are in crisis or they do need help. We can get there, and then, like, there's that familiarity. Edit that.
You're building a great rapport with people.
Yeah,
it's huge.
Good rapport, so that's very helpful when you get there, because just having that background with them, that might de-escalate a little bit the situation.
Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is MSO Sports, bringing voice to the North Shore. Well, the National League beat the American League 3-2 in the All-Star game. The Sox are off for a few more days. They'll be playing in Chicago on Friday night. Today, we remember Salem News sports reporter Jean DiPlacido, who passed away over the weekend. We send along our condolences to her family, friends, and, of course, our friends at the Salem News Sports Department. Yesterday, I had a chance to talk with executive sports editor Phil Stacy of the Salem News on Jean DiPlacido.
Wow. I think it's kind of hard to put into words what Jean meant to us. I mean, you think, oh, she's part-time worker. You know, she didn't work in our office or things like that, but when I say that she's invaluable, I mean it. She literally did everything for us. She worked far more than the allotted time that she worked each week. She could do anything we asked. I mean, she had particular beats, St. John's Prep football, she did girls basketball in the winter, softball in the spring, but really she could do anything and did do everything. Youth soccer, Tanner City Fencing Club in Peabody, you know, soccer games, talking to pro athletes if we needed to, just dealing with anybody, and she would do it all happily. She's a tremendous loss, not only in the sense that she was a great journalist, but she was a better person. She was a wonderful representative of the newspaper. She was kind, compassionate. She could find the positive in any story. She loved promoting student athletes and young athletes. And her loss, quite honestly, is devastating. It's just, you know, where none of us saw this coming. It was a real gut punch, and I think it's safe to say that she will never be replaced.
Stacy adds that DiPlacido was never a full-time reporter at the Salem News.
Yeah, so, you know, I didn't start working at the paper until 1990, but I was a reader before that growing up, and I used to see a byline, John DiPlacido, in the newspaper. John was her husband. Well, as it turns out, I found out years later, John would go to games with Jean, and he would keep stats, and he would interview coaches, and then Jean would write the story. But it was still John's byline and picture in the newspaper. Much different times, 40 years ago. That changed, I think, later in the 80s or maybe right around 1990 and all. But when I started working at the Sail News in 1990, Gene was still at the Beverly PBD Times. Then we merged 5 years later. I became co-workers with Gene, and then I became her boss in 1997. And I remained in that role up until, you know, she passed away the other day. Yeah, Gene was always part-time, never wanted to do full-time. I think she just liked it. She liked the role that she had, where she had a lot of flexibility. She was a mom to five kids. Of course, she had her husband, John. Later on in life, she had grandchildren, so she loved going to their games and events and ballets and recitals and whatnot. But so she didn't want to be tied down with a full-time job. She just liked doing the part-time thing. And there was nobody better at it than her.
Bill Stacey, executive sports editor of the Salem News. Gene DiPlacido, a solid reporter, but an even better person. We'll miss her here on the North Shore. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.